Hey Mac Geeks, it's Monday, January 3rd, 2005, and this is your MacCast. I'm Adam, and this is a show where we talk about Macs and all things Macintosh. You guys might notice we have some new music to open the show. Thanks again to Mark over at Addison Records. It's once again Manda and the Marbles, and this track's called Say Anything. Their new album is Angels with Dirty Faces, and it's going to be released in February 2005. Mark asked me also to let you guys know you can find more information about the band, more, I believe, sample music, and other things over at the Manda and the Marbles website. The URL is www.mandaandthemarbles.com. All right, I am still looking for those links to RIAA Free Music, so if anybody knows of a band that has music out there that they will allow broadcasters like myself or podcasters like myself to rebroadcast and use on their shows, please send me those links. I'm getting lots of great feedback in other areas, but the show needs new music. I want to kind of highlight new bands, and especially if you know of a band that is using Macs and Mac equipment to produce their stuff. I know a lot of people are doing production out of their own home studios and things like that. If you're one of those people, send me some music. You can send MP3 files directly to maccast@gmail.com, and I can get them that way to use them on the show. I'd certainly appreciate it, so if anybody can do that, please send them to me. Well, you guys, I know I was poking around over the last couple days, and it seems like the Mac news has slowed quite a bit. I don't have much to report today, but something that I did find is it looks like what we talked about on last week's show, the new productivity suite, iWork, that's rumored to be coming or being announced at Macworld in a couple weeks here, is most likely a true app. The reason being is what's supporting the rumor is there's a company called IG Software, who actually made a product called iWork. Their product was a time management and invoicing type software for small businesses. I actually use the software myself for some things that I do. It's a great piece of software, but it looks like just the other day they renamed the product from iWork to iBiz, and a couple of searches on the internet show that Apple actually holds either the trademark or the trademark application for the term iWork. So I would think that that's probably a product that is coming out, just by the sheer fact that, you know, IG Software renamed their application all of a sudden. So, and they've been using the name iWork for quite a while. All right, I just wanted to have some a little bit of commentary. I was browsing around Saturday night and noticed something really interesting. Not only interesting, but great, and that was that if anybody uses the iPodder X client to receive this podcast, they have their own directory of podcasts, and one of the things that they do is they have an area called Most Popular Podcasts, and I popped over Saturday night, or I think I actually fired up my iPodder X client, and looked at that listing, and the MacCast was at the top. We were number one on the iPodder X directory, so I'm not sure how that happened. Maybe people were just not putting out that many shows over the holidays, or maybe, you know, this thing's catching on. There were also two other Mac-related podcasts at the top of the list, so I'm kind of wondering if somebody didn't publish a news article or an article on a well-read blog or something like that mentioning the different Mac podcasts that are available. So if anybody knows or picked up this podcast, the link to this podcast from a news article or press releases or anything like that, I'd certainly like to hear about them, or send me the links, you know, to my email, maccast@gmail.com, so I can check them out. I kind of want to keep track of how the show is getting out there to people, how people are finding out about the show. And so if anybody knows where links to my show are, please let me know about them. I'd certainly appreciate it. I did go back today, just before recording this podcast, and look at the iPodder X directory, and I'm currently sixth on the list. So I've dropped a little bit, but I'm just glad to be up on that list, because that's great advertising for the show, and I can get more of reach more people, which I certainly want to do. I want to help as many Mac users out there as possible. And with that, actually, the next thing I want to mention is I received a audio comment from Gary, and he had a question for me, and I think I'm going to use that to kick off some information for you guys. So let's take a listen to what Gary had to say.
Hi, Adam. My name is Gary, and I wanted to first thank you for the MacCasts. I think they're absolutely fantastic, very useful for me, and you're adding a lot of value out there. Like many people, I'm guessing there are thousands of us that have recently changed from Windows to Mac. I've been a Windows PC user for many years, and because of the iPod, I have decided to change over to the Apple world. And so I have a new Apple iMac G5, but I'm brand new to the Mac world, and I wonder if you could refer me to any sort of beginning user guide for the G5 or for Macs in general, and if there's any such thing as a G5 for dummies or Mac for dummies, I'd sure appreciate a reference.
So first off, welcome, Gary. It's always great to have another Mac user coming over from the PC world. We love the PC switchers. But your question actually, I think, is great because it's a common problem, I think, for a number of Windows to Mac users is, you know, just how do I use this thing? And to answer your question about a book or something to help you, there actually is a great series put out by O'Reilly, actually Pogue Press, called the Missing Manual Series. www.missingmanuals.com is the website. Go over there and look through their titles. They have a number of titles specifically designed for providing the manual that should have come with either the software or, in this case, your computer, the Mac, or the operating system. They have titles for the entire iLife 04 suite, so iMovie, iDVD, iTunes, iPhoto. They also have titles for the Macintosh system, OS X, and I think they have just titles for the Macintosh in general. But what's great about the books is they're really written for the novice to new user. They're very straightforward and simple. A lot of the other titles put out by O'Reilly Press are more technical, but the Missing Manual series is a really great place to start. And it's basically the Macintosh equivalents of the Windows for Dummies type books. So check those out. And if anybody else knows of any other titles or books that may help, please let me know. And I will pass them along in the show notes or at the website. The next thing you might want to look at, and I have this, I think it's great, is Apple's .Mac service, which you do have to pay for. It's $99 a year. They have a 60-day free trial that you can use to test out the service. And I think when you buy a new Macintosh, they give you a discount on your first year. I don't remember what that price is. It's been a while since I've purchased a new Mac. So if anybody can provide me that information, I'll post that on the website to share. And the website address is maccast.blogspot.com. You can go there to get the full show notes. I have links for all the websites that I mentioned in the show notes. So if you hear about something and you really can't remember it, you just need to remember maccast.blogspot.com. You can go over there, click on the show notes for the show, and get your links there. But back to the .Mac thing, they have an area of .Mac, once you're a subscriber, called the Learning Center. And the Learning Center provides real easy, straightforward how-to videos and presentations on the different, on various topics. You can look at a list if you go to www.mac.com, and then over on the right-hand column, you'll see Learning Center. If you click on there, you can, without buying the service, just scroll through the topics. So if you want to see what you're getting into. But really great little videos and tutorials on how to use your Mac are there. And I think those are pretty good. They're done by Apple, so very professionally done and put together. And .Mac in general is just a great service, I think, especially for the novice or new Mac user to have. Not only do you get great virus software, you get Virex and a bunch of other software that they provide free. You also get, you know, iDisk, which gives you an offsite place to store your files and keep them safe. You get the .Mac mail, so a .Mac email address. Something that I use constantly is iSync, the ability to sync up your Safari bookmarks, your address book, and things like that between systems. I have a laptop and a desktop, so using iSync with .Mac or in your iDisk is great. The free homepage, and I actually use my homepage account to get this podcast out to you guys. You know, bandwidth is an issue and things like that, and .Mac provides a great way to put your content up in plenty of storage space. I think it's 250 megabytes. You have to split it between your .Mac mail and your iDisk, but you can define that relationship in your system preferences. So definitely .Mac is worth it. As far as learning how to use your Mac, check out the Learning Center on .Mac. Give it a try for 60 days, and you know, if you don't like it, you can always cancel. If you do like the service, you can continue to use it. The next thing I think I mentioned on the very first podcast is go out and join your local Mac user group. The one thing about being a Macintosh user, for those of you who are new or just coming on board, is when you own a Mac, there's a really great community of Mac users out there that really like to help each other. This podcast is one example of it, but something I've been involved in with for years is my Macintosh users group. And the users groups are kind of struggling these days with new members, but it's a great place to network. It's a great place to find users of different levels. You can find people who are recent switchers who are going through the same issues you are. And so it's a great way to network, and you can get direct contact, face-to-face contact with people, you know. And they generally, I know here in San Diego, our membership's about $30 a year. So it's, you know, very reasonable, and you can reach out and reach a great group of people who are willing to help you out. The last website I want to mention is os10fac.com, www.osxfaq.com. That's a great place just for to get questions answered, things like that. They also do a podcast called Inside Mac Radio. I haven't listened to it myself, but the website is really great for getting questions answered and stuff like that. I guess the other two websites you guys really should know about, I mentioned on the last show, versiontracker.com. That website is the place to go to find out about new software updates. Just find software for your Mac, whether you want shareware or freeware or even professional applications. It'll keep you up to date on all your Mac software. And then the last site that you're going to want to know about is macfixit.com. And that's the place to go when you run into issues with your Macintosh. Now, recently they made accessing the archives, so older articles up there, a subscription service, and I forget the price of that. My user group actually provides access to that as a member benefit. So, you know, I know that's available here. I'm not sure about other user groups. But at the very least, they have the recent issues that people are experiencing with their Macs, and you can find information there about how to fix it. And again, it's a lot of user supporting users, and their discussion forums are great too. So there you go. There's a bunch of ways to get for you new Mac users to get more familiar with your Macs. Gary, I hope you really enjoy the Macintosh and the Macintosh experience. I think all of us really do. In closing, visit the website, maccast.blogspot.com, to get the show notes and all the links to everything we talked about. I wanted to say thank you to everybody. I mentioned on the last show again, podcastalley.com, which over at Podcast Alley, they have a way for you to vote on your favorite podcasts, and they have a top 50 podcast list, and we've been working on moving the MacCast up that list. We are currently 27th, so that's great. We've moved really far right into the middle of the list. Now I'm thinking if there's any way, it would be really great to get into the top 10, and if you guys can help out with that, I'd really appreciate it. So if you just go over to podcastalley.com, do a search for MacCast, and give the show a vote. We'll see if we can't get up that list. Another thing I'd like you to do, if you guys haven't, is they also have the ability to comment on podcasts. If you like the show, even if you don't like the show, I'll take any comments. But especially if you like the show, go over there and post a comment so that other users can see that you guys like the show, and you know, hopefully they'll listen in too. The more people we get listening to the show, I think the more people benefit. You guys are noticing we're getting audio comments in now, and I'd really, really like to get more audio comments. You can call the hotline, 206-222-2788. It's 20-MATCAST-8, very easy to remember. If you're afraid of the long-distance charges, go ahead and just, you know, fire up any audio recording program. I use GarageBand myself for recording this podcast, and just record an MP3 and send that to me in an email at matcast@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll get more back and forth in the show. I think it really benefits everybody. So not much news today, but I think we covered some very good information for new Mac users and Mac switchers. And I will see you guys next time. We're going to end the show by playing the full track for you of Say Anything by Manda and the Marbles. Go check out their website, mandaandthemarbles.com.